Attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you in part by New Hope Tax Defense. If you've gotten that dreaded registered letter from the IRS stating that you owe the government tens of thousands of dollars in back taxes, I hope you'll call my friends at New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That number again, 702-483-0220. Coming up on the show, a member of the legislature who is now into day three of the 82nd Nevada legislature. We're talking about Danielle Gallant, assemblywoman from District 23. I was trying to think where 23 is, but I'll have her tell us. Give us the geography of such. We're going to talk about what the priorities of Republicans are going to be over the course of the 120-day Nevada legislature. It's underway, and already we've got folks staking out their positions. We've got what is called BDRs, bill draft requests, and one of the things we're going to do is try and get a sense of the priorities of the Republicans versus the priorities of the demos, the demo rats. Okay, I know people say that's a little strong, don't you think? Did you see the State of the Union last night? Wow. Yeah. There's all kinds of stuff going on. A little scary, if you don't mind my saying so. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is coming up next.
South Point presents Human Nature, one of the most outstanding vocal groups ever. February 7th to the 10th. Tickets at the box office, online at southpointcasino.com, or charge by phone 702-797-8055. Get your tickets now, as this show is selling out fast.
My Auto Service, serving Las Vegas since 2009. The Lodge family's offering $14.95 smog checks and synthetic blend oil changes. Call 702-242-5432. Let our friendly staff know you're friends of the Lodge family. My Auto Service.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ. Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Stretch rescue teams in Turkey and Syria are searching for signs of life in the rubble of thousands of buildings toppled by a catastrophic earthquake. The confirmed death toll from the world's deadliest quake in more than a decade approached 12,000 on Wednesday. While teams from more than two dozen countries have local emergency personnel on the ground, the scale and scope of destruction from Monday's 7.8 magnitude quake and its powerful aftershocks was so immense that many people were still awaiting help. Town Hall News is joining forces with international nonprofit relief agency Food for the Poor to rush emergency relief, food, and water to victims of the earthquakes in Turkey and Syria. More information available on the website srnnews.com. We're ensuring Volodymyr Zelensky is ensuring his country's victory over Russia in a dramatic speech before the UK Parliament.
Zelensky notes that the British monarch was a highly qualified military pilot, while underlining the high value placed on his own fighter pilots as they battle Russia.
In Ukraine today, every air force pilot is a king.
Zelensky, wearing his trademark olive drab sweatshirt, urges allies to send his country jets, saying combat aircraft would be the wings for freedom. I'm Charles Villadesma.
A big fireball and billowing smoke rose into the sky when officials released and burned toxic chemicals from the wreckage of a derailed train in an Ohio village. Residents in the immediate area there and nearby in Pennsylvania remained evacuated Wednesday because of health risks from the fumes. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 207 points. More at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here. Sue and I mean it. Dogs are part of our family. We love Otto and Snoopy so much. There's nothing quite like their loyal companionship. So we provide them with Rough Greens. In fact, I just talked to my wife about it because we want them to be healthy and we want them to be with us as long as possible. That's true. I know Sebastian Gorka feels the same way.
The Pragers and I couldn't agree more. Our pups, Killian and Leia, rely on us to provide what's best for them. And naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black has packed Rough Greens full of vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, omega oils, and more that supplement their food in a way that has shown us great results. Trying out Rough Greens is an easy yes, recommended by me, Dr. G.
Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black here, and I'm so proud that the Pragers and Sebastian Gorka have entrusted their dog's health to Rough Greens. I'm so confident that Rough Greens can help your dog, I'm offering you a free Jumpstart trial bag. Just cover the shipping. Yes, your dog's food is dead food, but you can bring it back to life with Rough Greens. Go to RUFFGreens.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment tax, or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
It's 204. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, 10 years of Formula One racing on the Las Vegas Strip, that's now the plan, as Clark County commissioners have approved the Formula One Las Vegas Grand Prix for at least a decade. The deal requires that the race happen the weekend before Thanksgiving, with the inaugural race to be held this November 16th through the 18th. The 3.8-mile race course will include a stretch of Las Vegas Boulevard between Spring Mountain and Harmon, with the race being run at nighttime. A recently released economic report from Applied Analysis says the inaugural Formula One Las Vegas Grand Prix is forecast to have an impact of $1.3 billion. Now, in comparison, Super Bowl 58 next year at Allegiant Stadium is forecast to generate $600 million in economic impact. Going to the movies just got more expensive? Well, maybe. AMC Theaters has unveiled a new pricing structure in which the seat location will determine how much you pay for your movie ticket. Seats in the middle of the theater are going to be costing a dollar or two more, while the seats up front, cheap seats, are going to be cheaper, which makes a lot of sense.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Look out for a crash on the freeway on-ramp. That's U.S. 95 northbound at Southern Rancho. Also, a couple of collisions on the surface street right now to look out for. Southbound Buffalo, that's at Flamingo. And eastbound Wigwam, that's at Pollock Drive.
Gather round. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Final hour of Live and Local for a Wednesday, a hump day, February 8th. It is day number 3 of the 82nd Nevada Legislature. And joining us now, really happy to have her on, Danielle Gallant. She is the Assemblywoman from District 23, and she joins us now from Carson City. First of all, thank you so much for taking time out of a breakneck schedule that they have you guys on this first week. What did you think of the first two-plus days of the Nevada Legislature?
Hi, Kevin. Thanks for inviting me. I'm really excited. And before we get started, I have to give a shout out to my mom, Carol Ryback. She listens to you every single day and was just thrilled that you invited me to be on your show every week.
And your mom's name again?
Carol Ryback.
Carol, thank you so much. It's good to know you're out there every day. Carol Ryback. Tell me what the first couple of days were like for you.
It's like drinking out of a fire hose in terms of this huge learning curve. So a lot of committee hearings and focus on presentations for various industries and government agencies. A lot of new information and very eye-opening on how many problems have been existing for so long and how bad they need to be fixed. And as a small business owner, that it being so slow on fixing these issues is hard for me to wrap my head around sometimes.
Can you Can you speed things up? I mean, can one or two or five members on the Republican side, can they help to facilitate this thing and move the pace up a little bit?
No, because we're not in the majority. So we are going at the Democrats' pace. But that tends to be government as a whole anyway. And I think it's a double-edged sword. You want government to move slowly so they can mess up less things. But it would be nice if we could fix some issues in a more expedient and efficient manner.
I know that other members we've talked to over the years, we've been doing this for quite a while now. one of the things we're finding is that when you're in the majority, you act like you're in the majority and the rest of you just go to hell. Have you found that? Is there anybody that warrants Mr. or Ms. Congeniality that you've run into on the Democrat side, folks that maybe you can talk to and maybe even negotiate with?
So I think because of our governor and knowing that they have to have bipartisan support, it's definitely changed the tone from what I've heard in previous years. So everybody's being very nice and very polite, but you can see in terms of where Republicans get seated in hearings, for instance. You know, we tend to be like more on the end. We're not seated in the middle as much, or the order in which we're called on. So there's little things that are happening that you can tell is maybe slightly passive aggressive. But I can't really hold it against them because we probably do the same thing when we're in the majority as well. It's sort of the name of the game.
Let me ask you, your personal legislative priorities, what did you run on? What is there out there that you think you can deliver on? And maybe some of those seven or eight BDRs, bill draft requests, what are you going to be looking to accomplish?
So a lot of them are fix-it bills. I decided as a freshman it was going to be important for me to really learn this process and learn the rules. So I wanted to focus on some bills that I felt were not controversial, but would also give more authority back to the citizens. So property taxes. So I'm sure you recall during the Clark County accidentally upped a bunch of people who were owner-occupied to the 8%, which is supposed to be for rental properties. And they're isn't really an avenue to credit those owners back for the overcharge. So, and Clark County requires legislation for that. So I've submitted a bill that, and I'm still waiting on the language, that will allow homeowners to be credited for the total amount that they've been overcharged once it's caught. And then that credit will sit on their account and roll over from year to year.
Go ahead.
No, that's okay. You can ask questions about that.
Oh, no. That to me was so grossly unfair, how those people were treated. And you think that can be fixed?
It's very simple. All we have to do is require that those owners are credited for the overcharge. Legislation's funny in different townships and municipalities, local governments, they have different rules. And with Clark County, they need to have something in statute that says, hey, if we make a mistake, this is how we correct it.
Again, joining us, Danielle Gallant, the assemblywoman from District 23. I promised I would ask this of you. Where is 23?
So it's Anthem. Henderson area, so all of Anthem, Seven Hills was included into my district during the redistricting. Then it goes over the mountains over to Boulder City and then all the way down to Laughlin. So Searchlight, Cali Navarre, and some really cute, awesome rural towns along the way.
I want to ask you about our new governor. One of the criticisms of Steve Sisolak was that he isolated himself. He never came out of his office. He never jawboned with members of the legislature. He just didn't communicate very well with members of the legislature. Do you think that's going to be different under Joe Lombardo, who, by the way, will be on this program tomorrow? We're going to have Governor Joe is going to be on with us tomorrow on Live and Local. Do you think it will be different under Joe Lombardo?
It is different. I have already heard he has been having breakfast with leadership in the morning. He is still out and about within the community. And then he has, I was just informed yesterday that he has scheduled a 30-minute meeting with each of the legislators to find out about what our priorities are and get to know us.
I think that's great. That is a great start.
He's so down to earth. I was at the justice court because I'm in property management, and so I have to do my own evictions. And during the election, he walks by, and I smile at him, and he smiles at me. And we've met before, and I can tell he recognized me, but it hasn't clicked. The next thing I know, I see him running around the corner, comes up to me, and he says, "Where do I know you from?" And to even just take the time to do it was really impressive. It was very nice.
I think that's great. And this is just a difference in style from Steve Sisolak, who, for whatever reason, was just very, very different. Maybe it's the people around him. We're not really sure. One of the things he did is he has ordered by executive order an audit of education all across the state, including CCSD. Is that a good idea?
I think it's a necessary step to understanding how we have been spending a significant amount of our budget, and yet we don't know how it's spent. The per pupil spending shows that we allocate $10,300 per student. That's over $3,000 more than Utah and Florida, yet they are way higher on the ranking of education than we are.
Any reason why?
I mean, we need to dig into it more, but I think the audit will really highlight that. I think there's a couple issues. I have a feeling we're very top heavy on administration. And then we also provide a lot of basic needs to our kids, which I know are necessary, but I believe that it is taking away from us allocating funds for education.
What kind of things you think are being substituted there?
So we have a meal program.
Yeah.
And that is, yeah. And I understand that's important. And from what I understand, they did not just want to provide the meal program for those that are lower income because it would single them out. So they provide it to a large portion of
almost,
the population.
Almost everybody. Almost everybody.
Correct.
And again, they don't want to stigmatize those who are poor, but the fact is they're the ones that need it.
Yes. And so I think that's not very cost effective. I also have some issues with the kids that need special or extra assistance. They're only allowed to tap into one of those funding. So if somebody is non-English speaking and say gifted, they are only able to get money for, say, the non-English speaking, but the school yet has to provide both services. So I think we need to really restructure how we spend our money to make sure that the kids are getting all the educational services they need and that the schools are being adequately reimbursed for the services that they're providing.
Danielle, one of the things you're going to find about this program, and your mom, Carol, already knows it, we spend a lot of time talking about education because it's so vitally important. This is our future. These are our judges, our assembly women of the future. And the fact is that they're getting the short end of the stick right now. I'm just curious what you think of education in our state. And is it possible? I've had some teachers tell me, we just can't do it. I mean, we just can't do it the way we're doing it and improve from 50th to, say, 35th. Do you think it's possible to totally change the dynamic of education in this state?
We need to change the structure of education. I think it was brilliant what Governor Lombardo did, which was to say, okay, here's $2,000 extra per pupil. You got 2 years, and I got to see some improvement. And if I don't see it, then money is not the issue, and we need to change the system. And every state that has implemented school choice has seen a dramatic improvement in their education. You know, the class sizes do reduce because now you pop into a population that couldn't afford 100% of private school, but now with a little assistance, they can afford it. So you're naturally reducing the class sizes in public schools, which now gives teachers more resources and more time to educate the kids that they do have in their class.
In our final couple of minutes, some of the other BDRs, I think, what is it you get? Did you get 8 bill draft requests?
So I got 6, and I've got one that provides religious protection for artifacts affixed to door frames in common interest communities. The Nevada Indy did kind of plugged that in an article, and I've got some excitement for that. I'm also introducing what I call my handyman bill. Currently in the state of Nevada, a handyman can do up to $1,000 worth of work, and that's been on the books since 1970. So I'd like us to account for inflation. And then I have a bill that they passed in Florida that just adds some added protection for those of us that work from home. It wouldn't infringe upon any city laws or HOAs, CCNRs, but it does add an added protection for people like me that are totally virtual in our business model.
Again, Danielle Gallant is the Assemblywoman District 23. We know where it is. If folks want to reach out to you, if folks in 23 want to ask a question of you, where can they go? How can they find you? And do you take calls from outside the district?
I do, because I do believe that anything that we pass here affects the entire state. So I'm happy to hear from anybody. My cell phone number is 725-272-7798, or you can email me at Danielle, D-A-N-I-E-L-L-E, at Danielle, the number 4NV.com.
Danielle, great to visit with you. Thank you so much. We're going to be doing this on a regular basis. I'm so excited to know that we're going to have the eyes and ears of you relative to this, this 82nd legislative session. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a learning process, I think, for all of us. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. We'll do it again soon, okay?
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Kevin.
There you have it. And to Carol, her mom, thank you for listening. Danielle Gallant joining us, Assemblywoman District 23. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts.
and I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hey, how you doing? You know what I want to talk about? You need a place where you can get top dollar for your trade.